Another horrific shooting overseas, this time at a Hanukkah event on Australia's Bondi Beach. Correspondent Marcus Moore joins us now. And Marcus, we know those gunmen were perched on some sort of bridge.
Martha, that's right. They were perched on top of a pedestrian bridge when they started shooting at innocent people. And this morning, Australia's prime minister has called this incident shocking and distressing. Authorities say this was a terror attack targeted directly at the Jewish community. Authorities have confirmed that at least 11 people have been killed and 29 injured after those two gunmen shot into a crowd of people at the world-famous Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. Now, eyewitnesses have told our Brit Clinic that the shooting happened as many people gathered to celebrate the first day of Hanukkah. We do want to warn you that some of the video images are upsetting here. Videos show hundreds of people running for cover as the shots ring out. It happened at around 6:45 in the evening in Sydney, and early estimates are that about 1,000 people were on the beach at the time. Police say one shooter was killed, the other taken into custody, and investigators also found a vehicle nearby containing what authorities believe were several improvised explosive devices. And Martha, as you can imagine, there was a massive emergency response at the scene. Authorities have not identified the gunman, but they are also looking into the possibility that a third person may have been involved. And there's been a strong response from world leaders. Israel's president, Herzog, commented on the shooting while at an event, and he said in part, "We repeat our alerts time and again to the Australian government to seek action and fight against the enormous wave of anti-Semitism which is plaguing Australian society."